Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Kachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code NEWS.
Oh boy, do I have a very special episode of TFL Talking Trucks podcast for you right now. Check out some of the big trucks behind me. So if you're listening to us, thank you very much. If you are watching, I think you're gonna get a lot more value from this particular episode because I'm at the Work Truck Show, Work Truck Week in Indianapolis 2026. And I want to show you all the latest news. So basically what's happening with small, medium, and humongous trucks, vans, some of the technology trends from the show, and anything from 1929, I guess, to 2026 and far beyond 2026, actually, because there's some technologies here that will be coming online in upcoming years to come. So several big manufacturers are here. I'm gonna start my podcast right now from the Ram booth because they've introduced a brand new vehicle and it's over here on the stage. They have a humongous space here. And it's the new Ram ProMaster City. You could see a work van version of it, cargo van, right here on main stage and dozens of people around it. And you can also see a passenger version of it right here. And I did a full deep dive video about this. So I spoke with their main Ram professional director, Dave Sowers. I have a video that you could find either at tfltruck.com or oldtfl.com. Basically every detail about this van, but basically it's gonna go on sale in early 2027. It's gonna start at about $40,000 when it goes on sale. They're saying just under 40K. It has only one powertrain, one wheelbase, one roof height. So it's a pretty straightforward configuration, but you can get cargo versions of it and passenger versions. And then it's turbo, it's a 1.6 liter turbo, 166 horsepower, and 221 pound-feet of torque, and an Aisin-designed 8-speed automatic transmission. It should be pretty easy to drive. We haven't driven it yet, but these vans are all over Europe and some other markets because Stellantis sells it with many other brands. So they've sold probably, they said about 1.5 million of these already over the last 10 or so years. So let me kind of show you a little bit of the interior here. And this space is humongous, basically 9 feet on the floor. You could put 3 rows of seats, up to 8 passengers or 8 people total in this van, so 3 row. But you can put a 4x8 sheet of plywood. It has a payload of just about 2,000 pounds and it can tow 2,000 pounds. So ProMaster City is back. So that's pretty good news. But they have several other news at the show. Here's just another look at the ProMaster City. I'm actually really excited by this because, of course, giant vans are there and they can be used for work or for recreation. But I don't have a big garage. My garage ceiling is only about 7 feet at my house. And you know me, I love my vans. So I have an old van project that I'm still working on. But this can be very enticing. If this passenger version was about 50K or maybe 55, here's what it looks like with some seats. If that can be done, my gosh, you can remove these seats very easily. You can have a flat floor or carry up to 8 people in comfort. This could be something really, really interesting in the market. But now, let me show you something bigger. And I'm not talking about NASCAR truck series. I'm talking about a diesel power wagon. This goes on sale a little bit later this year. And it's combining the power wagon brand and off-road capability with a diesel engine. This is not new news. I already told you about this a couple times. Well, it kind of started around the 1st of January, this news. But basically, this is their only version of the 6.7 Cummins, 430 horsepower, 1,075 pound-feet of torque in this puppy, and triple locked. So front locking, solid axle, front differential, center transfer case, and of course, rear locking axle as well. So triple locked diesel with a tow rating of close to 20,000 pounds and a lot of off-road capability. I think they could have gone even bigger, you know, maybe gave it a slightly higher stance, maybe bigger tires. These are 34 inch all-terrain tires. So I think they could have gotten a little bit bigger with a new power wagon, but who? Well, I'm not on their design team and marketing team, so what do I know? Anyways, but these are backed up by an 8-speed, they call it Torque Flight transmission made by ZF. And I'm gonna visit ZF booth shortly. Here we have the 6.7 engine on the stand. This is the new one. And you can kind of see the turbocharger, pretty massive actually, right there. Holster turbocharger with Cummins. You could see all the kind of tubing and of course the beginning of the exhaust system and the emission system. And it's pretty massive. Here, this is my hand next to it. Pretty massive engine. And in their work truck chassis, their 45 and 5500 chassis, the power rating is 360 horsepower and 800 pound-feet of torque. So it's a low rating, different emissions rating. But I love their Ram 5500 chassis. Let me show you one over here on this side, because just the payload capability they offer, better turning radius, different wheelbases. Excuse me. Different wheelbases. Here's one right here. And here's a 5500. You can kind of see it's a wider front end, better steering angle, and still Cummins power. Speaking of Cummins, and by the way, I'm going to walk basically the entire show for you, so you can see everything that's happening. Speaking of Cummins, the Cummins booth is right next door to Ram. So here on the stand, they have the B7.2 liter diesel. And this engine was painted red here with all the accessories, but it just looks humongous. Once again, here's my hand for scale. This is a massive looking engine. And here's some specs for commercial applications. The higher horsepower rating is about 340 horse, and the torque is about 1,000. So this engine is not really meant for a kind of consumer pickup truck, at least not in this rating. It's meant for more commercial duty, bigger trucks. So a little bit lower stress, but still very, very massive and should be very durable. Now, I also have, I wanted to show you, there is the X10 engine right here. Once again, even bigger. And really those numbers mean liters of displacement. So 10 would be about 10 liters. Here's their B6.7 octane. So still a 6.7 liter engine, but gasoline powered. So not a turbo diesel. And this particular one is rated up to 300 horsepower and 660 pound-feet of torque. And this engine now can be found in the Freightliner trucks, their medium-duty trucks, with the ZF Powerline 8-speed automatic transmission. So that's pretty cool as well. Now, I wanted to show you this too. This is a little model here on the table of their emissions control system. So Cummins is working on different emission systems, and it's packaged. Well, of course, it will be bigger in the vehicle, but it's kind of one section on top of another, and it has two electric 48-volt heating elements. So instead of putting extra fuel into their emissions catalyst system to clean up the emissions, they're using a 48-volt alternator off the engine to heat up these heaters and make them work in the optimal temperature range quicker, sooner, and more consistently. So that's a pretty big deal. Here you could see this octane engine as well. Dude, the head of this engine looks insanely big. So this is really meant for commercial applications. So I'm not sure if Cummins will actually bring these engines to the consumer pickup truck market. So let me kind of, it was very crowded in there. So this is kind of the first day of the show. And I tried to wait a little bit. I also kind of prepared, and I walked the show twice already to just try to find for you some of the those little nuggets and really important pieces of information. So now let me walk a little bit this way so I can show you exactly what's going on and get outside of some of the crowds and get into some of the other information and more trucks. So basically, several manufacturers are here, GM, Ford. I already did a special, actually two videos about new Ford news for 2027, their heavy duty news. Let's see, let me orient myself a little bit and actually head this way. So generally speaking, even though I have a CDL license with air brake endorsement and I can drive basically every truck that's in this room, that's not what I do every day, right? So every day I drive more of a heavy duty pickup truck type deal, but I do need a CDL because we tow trailers of up to about 30 or 35,000 pounds. So that's definitely CDL territory. I wanted to bring you into the Mack truck display, some of the biggest trucks of them all. So here we are. We are at Mack. Okay, they also have a pretty large space here. And they're showcasing, well, also they use Cummins power in a lot of their vehicles. So there's a little model engine of the X10. That's the engine we just saw. So this theme will continue throughout this podcast. But they can also power giant dump trucks like this. Let me show you inside really quick. I actually did the video with their new semi-truck, long-haul over-the-road truck, just about a year ago. And their cabs, their new cabs are very comfortable, really easy to kind of orient yourself. It's very driver-focused and pretty easy to get into. Even though you have to climb a couple of steps, there's big handles. The mirrors are solidly mounted, just really well-built machines. But I also noticed one more thing here. So this particular truck you see right here is a medium duty Mack, but it's not only all electric. So they are showcasing their electric powertrain. This is the Mack MD medium duty. Here you can see the inverters underneath the hood, lots of high voltage wires, all packaged within the standard medium chassis, kind of this big truck body. But it also is carrying a level 3 charger on its back. So this is kind of showing what's possible. Not only do you have an electric medium duty truck, but it's also kind of a tanker for electrons. So it's carrying this InCharge MG Momentum system. and you have basically a level 3 charging capability. So if you need some support, if you have an electric fleet of vehicles, this truck can get out there himself, electrically powered. And I guess he could charge himself, so he brought all the fuel he needs for himself also. Here's another look, a little bit on the inside. So it looks almost identical as far as the driver is concerned, except some of the gauges are a little bit different. But you can see here, so different batteries sizes are about 150 kilowatt hours or 240 kilowatt hours in this chassis. And then it also has that high energy battery and dispensing system on its back. So that's interesting. I did not expect to see this. All electric truck, that's also a mobile charger for other vehicles. So that's something interesting. Here is a kind of a wide view of this vehicle. Its hood prop open. Now, let me keep moving a little bit. Sorry I don't have Case here with me or Roman or even Mr. Truck or Nathan. I miss those guys, but the show is a little bit hard for us to get to, and we're paying our own way to get here. So, sorry, I got distracted. There's a classic Ford F1. Oh, yes. And it's got a beautifully restored, it's beautifully restored and has a beautiful, what is this, wood? Yes, real wood flatbed. Really nice. Yeah, so this show's a little bit hard for us to get to because it's in Indianapolis and it's quite pricey as far as just to make sense for us to come. And if there's a ton of news, we always, of course, try to be here. We want to be here. So because of some of the news this year, I wanted to come here to show you what's going on in the industry and also a lot of accessories. So even though this is kind of a work-related show, there's also a lot of awesome accessories at the show that I'll show you in a few minutes that all of us, not even fleet buyers, but just regular consumers, you and I, can find very useful and in our daily lives and also work. So I'm in the General Motors booth. They have a humongous space here as well. And they're showcasing a lot of their vehicles. My gosh, how many, I don't know how many, maybe a dozen of giant trucks. So this is something that we usually don't talk about at TFL Truck. Here's a low cab forward, LCF. Basically kind of an Isuzu chassis that GM, of course, also sells. These are kind of heavier 4,500, 5,500 vehicles, but they have a new headlamp and a new face. You could see that at the show here. An exhaust system kind of hidden over here. And here's another example of kind of the emissions control systems and how it's stacked and positioned in the vehicle, because it's on the passenger side of the frame and it's protected by this outside plate, so nobody really sees this exhaust system and the exhaust pipe coming out, so because it could be quite warm. And then of course you have your system basically tucked under, so packaging is really important because it's a considerable unit here. So actually I'm not seeing a pivot in the industry, because you might say, well, some of the government regulations are relaxing, right? So the EPA and the enforcement of a lot of environmental emissions systems on vehicles are changing, also including commercial vehicles. But I'm not seeing a pivot in the industry yet, because there's quite a few electric chassis. I'll show you more in a second. For example, from Mack and some others. And also, Cummins had a big press conference this morning and they talked about their emission systems that I showed you actually, which uses now electric 48 volt system for heating. So it can save a little bit of fuel, but still keep your emission system cleaner and better. So everybody's still working on all those elements. So I think whenever you have a regulatory change, and I think you've heard other people talk about this on other channels, it takes sometimes years or decades to make those changes in the industry. So it's not something that happens within a year or overnight for sure. Here's even a bigger GM commercial vehicle. This is a 6500. And guess what? It's a Chevy with a Cummins. Did you ever think you would see one of these things? A GM truck with a Cummins engine. Well, here it is. It's huge. It's humongous. So basically, GM is offering a lot of trucks because, of course, you know that they work with International. There's a truck over there. Also available up to 6500 series. But they also work with other manufacturers to bring you low cap forward designs. And here is one of my favorite vans, the good old Chevy Express, that's been basically almost unchanged for over 30 years. And yes, I know Ford also has the E-Series vans, specifically the cutaway like this Chevy, basically where the cab is literally cut, so you still have the seats in the front and of course the driver's area, but you can put now a shuttle body or a camper motorhome body on the back of the system and still have a very durable, because it's been around for 30 years, chassis to build your vehicles off of. And look just how flat the frame rails are. Actually, this one does have a little kink over the rear axle, but normally speaking, when you look at commercial vehicles, wait a minute, what is a Corvette C8 01X doing here? Oh, this is pretty fun, but I don't think you're gonna haul a lot of lumber with this one. You'll be hauling something else going over 200 miles an hour. But if you look at this truck, this is what I'm talking about as far as really flat frame rails, and they're straight as an arrow, and they've been the same width and kind of the same size for decades because different companies build different accessories, and you gotta have that. So here is another Chevy SUV. They brought a lot of vehicles. And look at that, this one doesn't have a rear seat. This is, I believe this is a new Equinox. And it's showing what's available if you don't wanna put seats in your, kind of remove the rear seats and have it for your business, kind of secured, weather protected and lockable storage for your tools. Very neat. Okay, I wanna swing by here because this is where ZF is. I already showed you, of course, we talked about this, that ZF has that 8-speed automatic transmission in the Ram trucks now, and now Freightliner trucks, they're expanding. And that's just kind of a testament to what's happening with their transmission. Sorry about that. Wow, somebody is blasting music here. Here's what I'm talking about. They have several trucks in their ZF booth. This is a Peterbilt. And they also have their transmissions right here. Hey, Roy.
Hey,
good to see you. I'm doing my podcast.
ZF booth.
Yes, thanks. So just wanted to show you guys the ZF Powerline transmission. And Roy, I was talking to you earlier about, can you introduce yourself really quick?
Yeah, hi, I'm Roy Molter, head of marketing communications for ZF Commercial Vehicle Solutions Americas.
Thanks, dude. We're talking earlier and just talking about, you know, you've been pretty successful with the Ram pickup trucks. Now you also announced the Freightliner, right?
Yeah, we're in the Freightliner M2 106 Plus. So we're a new option within that platform with the octane engine only currently.
That's the Cummins octane, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. But tell me a little bit about the double PTO and the live PTO.
All right, sure, yeah. You see our transmission, we have left and right dual live PTO. So dual live or live PTO, meaning it's always engine driven. So no matter what state you're in with the transmission, whether you're in park or neutral or driving, the PTOs are always operational, which really makes it great for things like salt spreaders, snow plows, anything that you might need to operate regardless of transmission gear or neutral position.
So, and these, can you point to them really quick?
Sure, here? Yeah, right here we see our, this would be the right-hand PTO, and of course we also have a left-hand PTO, enabling you to have multiple PTO options. And actually on the Ram, they've indicated that they have a dual PTO, so you can actually have two PTOs hanging on one side, so that they have a duplexer, so
okay.
That's a unique option within the Ram chassis cabs and other 3500 and up.
And really, in my mind, what that means is you're basically using some of the engine power for additional tasks, right? And really just kind of, it could be a compressor, right? Like a mega compressor or like a vacuum pump, right?
Right.
Or it could be like a hydraulic pump also,
sure.
Right?
Yep, yep. Any tool that you would need that vehicle to do, whether it's a dump bed, vacuum unit, whatever it might be. And of course, it's always driven by the engine. It just happens that like it's never disengaged with our transmission. On others, it utilizes power from the torque converter to operate those PTOs. This makes sure that you're always able to do those vocational operations that you need to, your truck's built for and the reason you're utilizing it. So it's really adding additional value for the truck owner.
Awesome. Well, thanks, dude. I'm going to keep walking.
Thanks. It's great to see you.
I appreciate it. All right. So that was cool. I was able to catch up with Roy and kind of learn a little bit more about the PTO system. And it sounds very, you know, maybe a little bit expensive or intimidating. But of course, it's not. And I think it's useful. It could be useful for something crazy you're thinking up for your dream. I don't know, off-road motorhome or something like that for your big pickup truck. Because you could run maybe a giant compressor off of this if you are, I don't know, maintaining different off-road vehicles in the field. So it could be a variety of different use cases that you can use something like this for. So pretty sweet. And also, I wanted to mention, so we're talking about Freightliner medium duty, basically large, huge trucks using basically the same transmission for the most part as your pickup truck. So this is kind of the testament to the strength of that transmission. So when I was actually in Germany with Case, visiting the ZF Proving Grounds over there, we were actually talking to their main engineers of their transmissions and asking, why not 9 speeds? Why not 10 speed transmissions? Because, you know, Ford and General Motors are kind of heading that way with their heavy duty pickup trucks. And they were telling us that, you know what, for kind of return on investment and basically what you can do with the 8-speed automatic transmission as far as durability, strength, and capability, that they felt that was the good solution or the best solution. And here we can see some of the benefits of that, because now medium-duty giant vehicles and also your heavy pickup trucks are basically using the same design. So that's a good, I mean, obviously, this is only about 2 years that they've been in the Ram pickup truck heavy duty. They've been in Ram light duty trucks for decades, and they've been in most German performance cars for decades. But now we're seeing their heavy duty side. But, you know, this is Indianapolis and this is Indiana. And really, Indianapolis is home to one very important company in my mind, which is Allison. And basically, which started out right here with also the Indy 500 Indy racetrack. And of course, they build many components and they have a pretty large booth over here. I'm kind of walking towards it now. And of course, Allison transmissions have been in many, many giant vehicles, military trucks, big heavy trucks. So there's a huge presence from Allison, and this is kind of their home. Their headquarters is not far away. I wanted to show you one of their transmissions called the 400 series. This is the Allison 400. And just look, they have a cutaway here. It looks like, I don't know, super complicated. But this is what you have to do to have multiple speeds and all the refinement and all the controls and still have capability of upwards, what, like over 2,000 pound feet of torque going through this, because this is meant for very, very large diesel engines and giant mining trucks and dump trucks. And of course, different series of these transmissions are also in school buses and fire trucks. Here they're talking about 2360, up to 2,360 pound feet of torque of capability. So that's very impressive. Oh wait, what's also impressive is there's a dump truck in the air. So they have kind of this mobile lift solution, and they've lifted a pretty large dump truck in the air. Let me show you. Here I am. I'm kind of walking under it right now. Here it is above me. Wow. So I usually get nervous when we lift. We have a four-post lift at our ranch in Colorado, and I sometimes get nervous when we put our Chevy 2500 pickup truck on one. But these guys are like, oh yeah? Well, we could lift a giant, what's this lift system rated to, or how much weight?
74,000.
Up to 74,000 pounds? Quite impressive. Thanks, guys. That's pretty cool. So about 74,000 pounds capacity. Wow. So since I'm on this side of the show, I wanted to show you what's happening at Ford really quick. So we visited Ram, we visited Mack Truck, we visited Chevrolet and General Motors. Now we're gonna visit Ford. And I actually did a little tiny miniature walk around of the Ford booth prior to this. So you could check out TFL Now channel and oldtfl.com. And I have a story about their F550. So they just started a loud presentation here. So one of their trucks here is a police responder Ford F-150. They also had some news about the 2027 Super Duty trucks here at the show. And just a quick overview, they did not announce any powertrain differences or changes for their Super Duty vehicles, or actually any other vehicles. Basically, a lot of the powertrains stay the same. They did introduce Ford Pro AI, basically an artificial intelligent search engine or search capability and response capability for fleet management. So that was kind of an interesting solution, because all fleet managers have, I don't know, insanely big databases of data, service records, where every vehicle is at any given point, who's driving it. So it can get quite complicated to, if you have a big fleet, if you have a, let's say, I don't know, a delivery service, Amazon Logistics or something like that. But their new solution for Ford vehicles and Ford-enabled fleet management vehicles is that you could use their AI search capability to just ask normal human questions like, how can I improve fuel efficiency for my fleet? And the system will answer you with very specific answers based on your data. So I thought that was pretty neat. And then over here,
I want to buy you to do the demo too whenever you're ready.
Over here, they also showed their 2027, oh, it's on this side, 2027 F550. And this is, they announced some news where they're introducing new trim levels. So the new chassis cabs, like the one you see right here, will have a platinum trim. And this is definitely a six-figure truck. Basically $100,000 plus just for the truck chassis, not the body. This body will be extra cost, but of course everything else comes with it. The luxurious interior, all the appointments, you know, massaging seats. I believe this has massage as well as ventilated and heated seats. This is a diesel You can see right there, Platinum F550. So they're expanding the availability of the Platinum, and they're beautiful tri-coat paint here on their work trucks as well. Well, in quotes, work truck, right? Because this is getting to be very luxurious and very premium. But heck, if you have a business where you're driving your truck for 8 hours a day, you want to be comfortable. So this could be exactly what you need. And I wanted to highlight something else here. And like I was saying, I paid my own way with CFL here. CFL paid for me to be here. So I'm not sponsored by anybody. But I just wanted to mention that this Naphide booth here, it says that they've been in business since 1848. 178 years in business. So that's pretty massive. And that's why this industry doesn't change on a dime. Because why should it? Because those bodies, different bed options, have been the same maybe for decades or even centuries. So if you change it, thank you. I have a small camera. Thank you very much. So why change the frame rails and why change some of the ways of doing things if it has worked for your business for decades? So this is one of the reasons why once you kind of choose a path, you tend to walk that path. And definitely it's successful because there's a lot of insanely large company representations here, customers, dealerships that have a lot of different, I mean, hundreds and thousands of different vehicles that they manage. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Here I wanted to show you a little truck that's very peculiar, I think really fun. This is an Acela Dispatcher 4x4. It's basically a Jeep Gladiator chassis, which they made into a two-door.
Very cool.
I have a separate video and an interview about this truck, but basically a lot of you have been asking for a two-door Jeep Gladiator. They only build a crew cab, so there's now another solution here from Acela. They're taking orders about now. I think the first deliveries will be in May. This truck with an aluminum flatbed, 7-foot bed on this Gladiator two-door extended cab, will start between about $56,000 to $57,000. And also you could have it on a variety of different Gladiator chassis. Thanks, guys. I'll see ya. So that's really cool. Now, I wanted to show you this. I'm kind of interested in this. This is a crew cab, cab over truck, obviously two-wheel drive, because this one is sitting pretty low. But I think Isuzu and GM, Chevrolet, they offer also four-wheel drive versions of this in different maybe weight ratings and capabilities. So this could be an interesting camper vehicle as well. You have a crew cab for your family, and then you have a flatbed in the back, and you have all your stuff, your camper in the back of it. So I'm always kind of keeping an eye out and trying to find little, you know, different vehicles that might be useful either for my family or maybe for your family as well. So here we also have a Tacoma TRD Pro, which I did not expect to see, but it's showing kind of several different bed storage slider solutions. There's a cooler in the back, and here's I did not expect to see a TRD Pro here, but here it is. All right, I'm gonna keep walking. Keep walking this way. There's a lot more to see. So thank you for joining me. And let me know your feedback. Am I on the right path? Am I kind of showing you what you guys like to see? Let me know. also, is my thinking kind of in the right place? Let me know that as well. Now, oh wow, big international trucks, big dump trucks. They're like life-size Tonka toys. That's pretty awesome. Whoa, what is that? That engine is massive. Wow. Sorry, I'm like a kid in the candy store. This is the S13 International. Wow. 13 liter diesel engine. Of course, they go up to about 16 liters. But what I'm seeing is the trend is that the displacement of these engines in these big trucks is going down, and the power and torque are continue to come up. So it's kind of similar to what's happening with cars and small pickup trucks, where if the engine used to be 16 liters, now it's 13. If it used to be 12, now it's 10. If it used to be 9, now it's 7.2 in some of these bigger trucks. But you're not losing power or torque. In fact, in some cases, you're gaining those ratings. But the technology is improving. Efficiency, fuel efficiency is improving, but capability either remains the same or increases. And that's the trend that I've been noticing. Small displacement downsizing. But I think that's cool. It's basically technology is improving, and there's an ability to build more efficient and powerful powertrain units. Now here I'm in the Hino booth, and they have another electric L7E truck right here with the frame rails and some of the electric components that's right here. And once again, notice the frame rails are basically identical to what I showed you in the General Motors booth. And this has this giant battery, electric battery component underneath the frame and on each side of the cab where the fuel tanks would have been. But now that space in this truck is basically kind of taken by the batteries. So here on this side, there's a giant Mercedes booth. And Mercedes is huge in the work van community, but also van life, as you know. And here's a van that's I found interesting. This is a Mercedes Sprinter. It actually happens to be an e-Sprinter, so electrically powered van. But this one is a mobile pet grooming. Look at this. Mobile pet groomer right there. So I think it's amazing, except my little dog, Jack, he's a 25-pound Cavanese. He'll be frightened by this because he hates delivery vans because he's home alone most days when we're working. And he sees these vans and these strange people walk up to the door with different packages. So he hates that. But now if one pulled up and it was gonna groom him and cut his hair, which he needs every several months, and he hates cutting his hair. So this might be one of my dog's kind of unfriendly van, but I think it makes sense for so many people. It's kind of cool to see right here at the show. Actually, Mercedes is leaning into some of the electric technology here. I mean, most of the Sprinters, and they have about a dozen here, are showing their electric powertrain. This one does not. This one is a four-wheel drive. And just look at this storage capacity and possibilities. Wow. You have really cool lighting. Thank you. Really cool lighting, shelving, drawers. Removable carts that are inside here as well. You could see right here. And here's another thing. When they update this, the powertrain on a van like this, for example, this is a 4x4 versus a two-wheel drive version of the same van. they never change the interior dimensions. And that's because companies like this have designed shelves and everything that works inside a van like this, including partitions, walls, seats, everything, like you see right here. So they don't want to redesign that next year when you change your powertrain or your maybe your grille or your lights. So that's kind of another reason why it mostly stays the same. Wow, that's a big 8x8 crane. Very cool. What is that? A 5-axle dump truck. Oh, here's another thing I wanted to show you. We're getting a little bit closer towards the end of the show, but there are a couple more really cool accessories are coming up. Now, so the new Isuzu cab forward chassis, or low cab forwards, they recently changed their kind of front ends, and I think they're looking a lot more attractive than that they've been in the past. So kind of mostly the same as far as size and capability, but here you can also see like a radar system is in this front end. They also have like kind of cameras. I hope you could see that inside of the windshield. So they have the latest technology, driver assistance systems, collision avoidance systems, blind spot monitoring, and many other technologies. But it looks now a little bit fresher, a little bit better. Now there's a Detroit diesel here, another massive, massive engine. And they're also talking about their emission system and their catalytic system right there. But the size of and weights of some of these engines is incredible. Excuse me. Oh, look, I'm standing on a railroad because this giant semi is one of those railroad maintenance trucks. All right, so here's the Detroit diesel. Giant engine. Here's another giant truck. And here's another of one of those 6.7 liter octane engines from Cummins. So I've seen them in several different booths and also in several different trucks, including this. So this is the Freightliner. I believe this is the, yep, this is the M2 106 Plus. That's the one we mentioned before with Roy. It has a diesel, I'm sorry, not diesel, because Cummins is synonymous with diesel, but this is their octane engine. And then the ZF Powerline transmission is in this truck. And they're talking also about fuel efficiency gains using this combination versus what was there before as far as either diesel or gasoline trucks. Now here on this side, we have a little bit more accessories, and this is where it gets really exciting. For example, I think the star of this, well, not one of the stars of this show, is the new X-Guard, EX Guard front. I'm gonna call it a kind of a grill guard or a cow catcher. I mean, there's different names for this, but X-Guard was known for making these grill protectors for semi-trucks. And they're massive. Some of them have 3-inch tubing that's kind of bent in this way to create a front guard. But now they have it for smaller vehicles, including vans like this ProMaster. Also on GM heavy duty and light duty trucks, Ford heavy duty and light duty trucks. And I think they're expanding into Ram trucks. And maybe soon, most vehicles. And it kind of ties into the front tow points of the system, and I'm gonna show you a couple more trucks with that grill guard. And also, I hear they have options for smaller tubing in the future, because while the semi-truck needs that 3-inch tube because it's, you know, 80,000 pounds combined, some of the other vehicles may not need that, especially lighter vehicles. Okay. So let me walk around here really quick. I'm gonna show you a Chevy with that grill guard. Let me know if you think it's kind of cool or not. Here we have Sumo Springs and some of their different different weights. They have handles here where you can try out different, basically, resistance on some of their bump stop helpers and sumo springs here. So different colors mean different resistance. And I actually purchased this blue one, kind of light medium, for my Tundra. So I've been trying this out. I've purchased different items there. I think this Chevy has one of those guards as well. Yeah, so you could see this. Yeah, it looks pretty massive. This kind of, you kind of have to see it in person. I think a lot of this, it's pretty interesting. It looks kind of cool, but it needs to be a little bit more proportional, I think. A little bit smaller maybe for some of these vehicles. Now, Harbinger has also, they're kind of introducing several electric chassis. They can be for medium duty trucks or giant delivery vans. But once again, it's their kind of electric platform. You can kind of see here all between the rails. And they also have a range extended version. So right here in the back, there is a 1.5 liter, right? And about, you said 47 gallons of fuel purely to generate electricity for the driveline. So just the range extender. So that's pretty neat. So basically, just to kind of summarize what I'm learning here is Harbinger has this range extended electric powertrain that can be fitted to a box truck, medium duty truck, like you see here, or a step van. And you have that range extended capability. Basically almost doubles the range, which is what a lot of manufacturers are doing. So Ram is just about, well, they don't have it at the show here, but Ram, within a few months, I don't know exactly when, but their Ram Rev 1500 truck is still coming. That's a range extended truck. Basically electric power is driving the wheels, basically like a locomotive would be. And then gasoline engine with a fuel tank is actually extending its range capability. And I actually saw recently, because I'm a little bit into boats as well, even though we don't have a boat channel, I actually saw a boat show online, and the company, the name of which I'm forgetting, that has a range extended electric boat. So there's several electric boats, like the Arc boat, for example, which is a sports ski boat. But now even the boating world is getting into range extended technologies right there. A lot of the times we go to the Overland Expo shows that you see us go to, but this work truck show is actually a little bit similar to that in a way, because some of the needs and tasks are similar. So of course Warren Winch is also here and showing some of their recovery solutions. So I kind of like, there's several different companies that have new mounts, new grill guards, like I was showing you, and a lot of like drawer systems and just a lot of different bed options. I think we saw this truck at SEMA actually. Yeah, we did. We saw this gigantic General Motors 6500 on these enormous, I think they're 42 inch tires. 315-80R22. Wow. So, and also there's a couple of companies here, for example, that are offering different wheel options. So there's a lot of different aftermarket solutions if you want to spice up your truck with different wheel options and different bed options. I really like that a lot of the, what work truck world has to offer is that customability, just customization, just because you could have any number of different bed options, or you could even build your own, right? You can buy a chassis, even like that Harbinger chassis, right? And you could let your mind go wild, right? If you're an amazing craftsman, maybe like David, our friend David, you can construct something, you know, maybe buy a cab from somebody else, or maybe you have a classic truck that you need to repower. Maybe you want to use a new diesel engine, a new gas engine, or a new electric chassis, and you could put a classic cab on it and buy any different. I was just talking to somebody. They said there is 31 companies that builds flatbeds for United States consumption. 31 companies. So there's so much going on. And here's there's a Roush CleanTech natural gas-powered chassis cutaway truck here. It's a Ford. So, yeah. But, like I was saying, the industry is not shying away from talking about electricity, electric vehicles, and different solutions, because different jobs require different vehicles, including those new ProMaster City vans that I was showing you. So, as always, thank you for joining me. Hope you found this kind of cool, finding what's happening in the world of giant trucks. Thanks for joining me. I will see you next time, probably from Colorado, because we have another cool show happening. I did an interview actually with Ford, and very cool. It's about how they test brand new vehicles like the F-150. So, because the new trucks are coming, like the new GM 1500s, Silverado Sierra trucks are coming. And also, of course, Ford is not gonna just sit. They're operating one of these kind of truck covers behind me. Ford, of course, is also working on a lot of new stuff. So I have an interview that I can introduce for you from the studio, and that's coming next week. So once again, thanks for joining TFL Talking Trucks. I really appreciate it. We'll also love your support on patreon.com/TFLcar. Thank you very much for your support. And I'll see you next time. Same channel, about the same time.